So I stop in a local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar. I rent my coat. I call a bartender. I say, look, man, come down here. He got down there. So what you want? I want bourbon. One scotch. One beer.
Can anyone guess what our topic is next? In this month's Soundbite segment with Sauce Magazine, St. Louis's top happy hours. I'd like to welcome our guests, Sauce's executive editor, LaGaia Figueres. Hi, LaGaia.
Hi, Steve.
Catherine Claney is here. She's the magazine's managing editor of digital content. Catherine.
Hello.
So you're the one that always tweets out about our show when LaGaia's here every month.
Indeed.
And Mira Nagarajan is Sauce Magazine's art director. Hi, Mira. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
All right, LaGaia, let me begin with you. Breaking news from our newsroom.
Yes.
This week.
I know, exactly.
The governor of Illinois signed legislation allowing the return of happy hour drink specials, which were banned in Illinois back in the 1980s. Now, this month's Sauce Magazine is all about the best St. Louis happy hours. So, coincidence? And does this mean you're going to go to Illinois more often?
Right. I think the governor must have read Sauce Magazine feature story. They can now drink. They can have happy hour specials in Illinois, and obviously we don't have any Illinois places in our current feature story because at the time we were in press, there was no happy hour there. So
maybe next year at this time you might do it again.
We can revisit this and see what's going on in the Illinois side.
Okay, so this month, as you say, Sauce recommends, I think, is it 22 places to unwind after work? And I'm curious about what elements, and you can all join in on this, please, what elements did you consider when you were looking around trying to determine what made a good happy hour?
Okay, so there were four main things. One is the hours. They had to be, actually, all of them were longer than 2 hours, but were at a very minimum 1 hour, and occurring four times a week as a minimum. On the food side, there had to be food available during happy hour. We really aren't interested in going to places that are only giving us drinks. One, it can be, you know, we don't want to be driving drunk. Correct.
Food,
so
right.
We need food. But we also want that food to taste, to be good and interesting. So, you know, we're not looking to just get frozen fries here. Our drink side, we wanted there had to be a quality part to the happy hour offering. So we're not looking for something that's just a discount on the domestic bottleneck. Domestic bottleneck is fine, but give us something else too. And then price-wise, we really wanted to see a decent markdown from whatever's the regular price.
All right, so you chose 22. Mira, let me start with you.
Well,
if I'm pinching my pennies and I'm really looking for a good value, what do you recommend?
Well, for overall value, we had to give it to Five Star Burgers. They have two locations, one in Kirkwood and one in Clayton. And when I went there to check it out, I got a glass of wine for $3.50. I got three sliders that were $1.50 each and a side of cheese curds for $2. Fried cheese curds are like little fried mozzarella nuggets. And all of that for $10. So it was a total value, and I got a lot of food for what I, you know, paid for. And the nice thing about it is that if you happen to have children, you don't usually bring them to happy hour, just being honest. But in this case, because happy hour is every day 4 to 6, and it's the whole restaurant, not just the bar area, you could bring your kids and not feel like you're being a weird parent. But, you know, we had a lot of food that we really liked on our list. Everybody on the list had food that we liked. And one of the standouts for me was Mike Shannon's downtown on Market Street. And what I really liked about it was the deal was simple.
That's kind of pricey there, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's half off on their whole appetizer list.
Half off, Steve.
Wow. Except for market price seafood. But it's like, it keeps it really simple. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to figure it out. Just give it to me straight. So everything was half off. And it was really kind of upscale, you know, because it is a nicer place. It's more fine dining. So I had a soy braised pork cheek with apple jalapeno slaw and the root puree. So it's kind of like upscale fine dining on a dime.
Well, you got me at half off. What about Yaya's?
Yaya's in Chesterfield was kind of a surprise to me. I really was impressed by the portion. You know, that's a place you can go. You get like a plate of gnocchi, which I loved, with gorgonzola cream sauce and roasted chicken, and it's a decent sized portion, and you feel full afterwards. And it's buy one get one half off, buy one get one free, off their happy hour menu, which is a really great deal.
Catherine, what are some of the places you went to? Now, to me, you can't mess with pizza.
No, well, you can't mess with pizza, but you can get some really awesome pizza at a great deal. Katie's Pizza in Rock Hill does pizza and beer combos. Like, that was a great place, we thought, for pizza and beer. But what they do are 5-6-inch pizzas during happy hour. So they're smaller, so they're just enough to take the edge off if you're hungry between then and dinner. But they do some really great combinations. So it's all wood-fire pizzas, and they do a classic margarita, a meatball pizza. There's a pear one, which has prosciutto, fontina, and slices of pear, and a couple other options, too. And then I was really impressed with the beer selections. They have select draft beer for $3, but it's not just national brands. They have a lot of local products as well. There's 17 beers available, and almost all of them are local for $3 drafts, which is a great deal. And that's actually a daily happy hour, so you can go there any day between 3 to 5. And then again, from 9 to 10, there's a late night option too.
I happen to be a sushi fanatic, and just recently I discovered a place that's on your list,
yep.
And that's Cafe,
is Cafe it Mochi?
Mochi.
Yeah, we call that the worst kept happy hour secret in St. Louis, because there's always a crowd of people waiting. It goes from 4:30 to 6:30 from Tuesday to Thursday, and it's basically half off of all their non-specialty rolls. So that's 15 different rolls, and then half off their nigiri options as well. So you can get a California roll, spicy octopus roll. Their California roll is normally $5. You can get it for $2.50.
And it's right there in South Grand, where
right
all the other
South
places
Grand.
Are.
Yeah, so yeah. It's, if you're a sushi lover, that's the place to go for great and very discounted sushi.
Anywhere else for food that you'd recommend?
The Block is a place that I really enjoyed. They do a lot of house-made products very, very well. And we joke that that's a good place to go for to take coworkers after work. It's a beautiful patio out back. They have a whole list of $5 starters that are perfect for sharing, and you could actually make a meal out of it. They had one dish, the potted pig, when I was there. That's a house-made pork confit, which is basically like slow-cooked pork that's you can spread on grilled bread, that also comes with house pickles and chutney, and that's enough to make a meal almost.
And you talked about sharing, so if you share something for $5, that's $2.50.
Exactly. Or if you have coworkers who are not so crazy about sharing food, Mira Nagarajan.
I don't share.
They do have a selection of, they have a ham and cheese panini that's really great. It has bacon jam on it that they make in-house, and then a small selection of riblets as well that you could eat just for a meal.
La Gaia, anywhere for food that caught your interest?
Yeah, actually downtown, Mango Peruvian Cuisine. If you're into South America, or want to get to know South American, I think one of the best parts about the deal is that they have all 7 small plates are just $5 each, so you can really, you know, get a global selection.
I'm not really familiar with that type of food.
Okay, so here's what I would recommend, and this is what we recommend actually in the piece. You can choose skewers, so either chicken, beef, or beef hearts. Those are $5 each, and then the yuca balls. And so yuca, do you know what yuca is?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you. Yuca, another word for it is cassava, maybe. You might know that word.
Nope.
Okay, it's a starchy tuber vegetable, all right?
Uh-huh.
And then think of it as, when we describe it, it's sort of like the South American version of even maybe potatoes, for example. And the way these yuca balls come out is kind of like a hush puppy. And you dip it in this huancaína sauce, and it's a spicy sauce made from with ají amarillo, which is yellow, spicy yellow pepper that they have in Peru.
Wow. Let's talk about places to go for wine. And one that you picked out jumps out at me because just a few days ago I did a little thing on STL TV about a photography exhibit at the Dark Room in Grand Center.
I love the Dark Room.
Chronicle Ferguson. They're doing it's a beautiful photographs. But anyway, mm-hmm. The whole concept of that place is really interesting.
That's right. Yeah. So the Dark Room, you get to both drink and then throw in culture, right? Walk around and see the photography exhibits. I love what their happy hour deal is, and that is $5 for a select sommelier wine. The reason we love the Dark Room as a whole on wine, it's a really well-curated list. And they're, in fact, one of the places in town that has something called the Coravin system. That's a sort of, it enables you to open up a wine bottle without uncorking it. It's sort of like using a needle to kind of extract it. So you can pour really quality high wines by the glass.
Right.
With that, so it's not going to oxidize. So they have that you know, level of wines over there. Anyway, great place to go. If you just want to feel cultured in Midtown, really nice. The other wine place I would like to recommend is Sasha's on Shaw. We note it as for its late night happy hour. It goes until 1 a.m. and they do actually have a daily happy hour. So 7 days a week, you can head over there. The deal on that one, every bottle of wine that is open during happy hour is half off. So the selection's going to change all the time. They have a great selection.
All right. What about if you're a beer drinker? Anyone?
If you're a beer nerd, that's sort of my role in the office. There's a lot of happy hours out there.
Why do you associate nerd with beer, Catherine?
You know, it's because if you get a couple beer nerds in one room, they will completely geek out on ABVs and styles and obscure tops.
Okay.
It's fun. We're adorable. There's a lot of happy hours out there that have dollar long neck specials and bucket specials, but craft beer nerds tend to go for breweries and things like that. And St. Louis is definitely a beer town. Three Kings was my pick for beer because they have 23 rotating taps that are constantly changing, and everything there is half off all draft beer. So if there's a beer that you had your eye on but didn't really want to pay $10 for, uh-huh. Well, now it's $5. Yeah. And because the taps rotate all the time, you will have a different happy hour every time you go in.
Like, I wonder if you're not a nerd and more sophisticated like you or I.
Yeah, like you and me, Steve.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'm going to take you to Taste in the Central West End. For those who want to get introduced to classic cocktails, Taste's happy hour is fabulous. For $6, you're going to get a really, really well-made mixed drink. And so hands down, that's the best place to go for just an outstanding cocktail. Let's see. The other place I do want to mention is BC's Kitchen. I think they're sort of a hidden gem and people don't know about them because they're all the way out in Lake St. Louis. So if you know you're out that way on a Sunday, go, because happy hour is all day. They also have one of the best bartending teams in town, actually.
And so, if you want to drink in the out-of-doors?
Out-of-doors, we have four places. Brennan's in the West End, TikTok Tavern, which is sort of this crazy new age corner tavern in Tower Grove East. Planter's House, of course, another fine place to get a cocktail in Lafayette Square. And then Venice Cafe, which is really eclectic and artsy in Benton Park.
Mira, what happy hour would you recommend for, I don't know, the atmosphere?
Well, we really love Basso. You know, everybody looks younger and thinner in dim lighting.
Now, what's the address?
it's at the restaurant at the Cheshire. So it's in the basement over there. And they have these beautiful, like, fire-lit lanterns on the wall and filament light bulbs. So if you're having a bad day, you're still going to look amazing in there.
Okay, so. I'll get the directions from you later.
Okay.
And let's see, is there anywhere else you want to mention? What's this pitchers for a crowd?
Well, you know, some days after a really tough day at work, only a pitcher will do. And we had a few picks. We loved at Tortilleria Mexican Kitchen in the Central West End. They have a margarita. Diabolito's in Midtown. The Wheelhouse. And then Felix Pizza in Dogtown has great specials on a pitcher of beer and a half-off pizza.
Okay, to wrap this thing up, in conclusion, LaGaia, maybe we should point out that maybe happy hour isn't for everyone.
Oh, well, everyone should go to happy hour, but not every happy hour is for you.
Ah.
So thus, we set it up in this way. You know, maybe depending on the situation or your personality type or what you're in the mood for, there is a happy hour to fit you. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. The other takeaway, I think, is communicate with your server or bartender and you're going to have a much better experience. That way there's no surprises. Find out where you might need to sit. Say, hey, I'm here for happy hour. And everything will be a smooth ride.
That's LaGaia Figueres, executive editor of Sauce Magazine. We've also been talking with Catherine Claney and Mira Nagarajan, who's the art director. Catherine's the digital editor of digital content. And if you want to know more about the best happy hours in St. Louis, check out this month's Sauce Magazine. And I guess maybe we should say, before we leave, we should remind people that, you know, drink
responsibly
if you're going to do
it. Absolutely.
Right? Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you. Coming up next week on Cityscape, we're going to explore the world of puppetry and how one local organization is keeping the art and entertainment of marionettes alive. And join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he'll talk with Beth Strobel, the president of Webster University, as we continue our summer education series. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Evita Caldwell, Aaron Dorr, and Anya O'Connor. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Happy hour, and please join us next week.